This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. California legislators are grappling with a problem that's vexing many of the country's colleges and universities. A significant number of their students are homeless. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports.
Cypress Community College student Selena Jaimez Davila says many people and things made her graduation possible, including her four-door 2002 Honda Civic. Her car got her through 2.5 months of homelessness.
I used to sleep in the back seat, and then as you could see, it's not that big. So it's like definitely like I was always in a little ball.
According to one survey, 19% of California Community College students are homeless or have trouble paying the rent. Temple University's Sarah Goldrick Rabb led that study. She found similar results, though at lower percentages, in Chicago, Dallas, and New York.
There's one place I visited in Dallas where the campus would like to let students park on the campus, but they had a shooting a few years ago.
So securing the parking lots became a stumbling block, she says. California is also considering a parking lot fix. A bill authored by State Assemblyman Mark Berman would require community colleges to open their parking lots at night so their homeless students can sleep in their cars.
This bill is the next logical step in helping our homeless students.
But there's pushback, in part because of the money. California community colleges could end up paying $36 million for security and administration. Larry Galizio is president of the group that represents California community college presidents.
It's not a short-term solution. It's a short-term Band-Aid.
The long-term solution, Galizio and others say, is to build more affordable housing and increase aid for low-income community college students. The state estimates the student aid increase alone would cost more than $2 billion over 5 years. Meeting California's housing needs would be even more expensive. Selena Jaimez Davila says it would have been great if her campus had opened its parking lot.
I would have gotten more hours of sleep. I would have felt safer. I wouldn't have had to, kind of in a way, sneak around.
But she made it work. This fall, she's transferring to a university 200 miles away to study mechanical engineering. She plans to take out loans to rent a room in an apartment with other college students. In Los Angeles, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez for Marketplace.